I'm Laura Lynch, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. There was more unrest in Iran today. Thousands of protesters gathered in Tehran and later clashed with police. It was the first big opposition demonstration in a week. The protesters were supporters of Mir Hussein Mousavi, the opposition leader who claims last month's presidential election was stolen from him. His claim was backed up today by an influential cleric, Ali Akbar Rafsanjani. In his first Friday sermon since the vote, Rafsanjani said large numbers of Iranians still doubted the election results. He called for national unity and for the release of people jailed after protesting. Rafsanjani's speech was not broadcast live on Iranian state TV and radio, but it could be heard on shortwave through Iranian radio's international service. One listener, an Iranian architect who didn't want to use his name, told the BBC he thought Rafsanjani's comments were significant.
This is the first time that someone high figure in the government have said something pro the people who are protesting. And also in a Friday prayer, that means a lot more than the previous statements many other political figures have made.
We're joined now by Ramin Mostaghim, special correspondent for the Los Angeles Times, and he's in Tehran. First of all, can you remind us just who Ali Akbar Rafsanjani is and what influence he has in Iran?
Ali Akbar Rafsanjani is, in fact, a kingmaker. He is one of the co-founders of the Islamic Revolution. And he is the most influential mullah because he was among the co-founders of the Islamic Revolution. He was very, from the very beginning.
What was the atmosphere like at the university today?
It was full of tension, I can say. For the first time, Hashemi Rafsanjani couldn't deliver his speech without being interrupted by the for and against people among the worshippers. Because once he wanted to start speaking, they chanted the slogans for the supreme leader and also against America and Israel, interrupted him. And on the other side, people outside, they said death to Russia. So it was slogan and counter-slogans. At the same time, tear gas canisters were exploded, and people were in rush, were panicked, and people were also running.
How big was the crowd on the streets today? And I'm talking primarily about opposition supporters. How big was that crowd compared to the hundreds of thousands that came out onto the streets right after the election?
It was not as big as that, but comparing to the regular Friday prayers crowd, it was much, much more than before.
Are we talking thousands or tens of thousands?
Tens of thousands, I can say.
Ramin, up until now, Rafsanjani had been a silent supporter of the opposition, of the reformist. Why did he speak out today?
He had, no other option. If he didn't appear, it means that he is not on a speaking term with the ruling establishment and he was labeled as opposition leader. He tried to be a sort of middleman, mediate. But at the same time, he called for the release of the detainees, and when he was talking about that, he burst into tears. He was sobbing, in fact. So he came to save the revolution, to save his own interest, and at the same time to manage the crisis.
Well, then, do you think he's accomplished that goal? What effect are his words going to have both on the opposition movement and on the government?
I don't think he has brought any solution to this crisis, but he tried his best to reduce the tension. Whether he can be able to do something practically, I doubt, but at least he just tried to refuel the demonstrations and at the same time reduce the tension so that people can speak out their mind, but less risky.
Ramin Mostaghim is a special correspondent for the Los Angeles Times, and he joined us from Tehran. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.